riding in circles for hours and making up stories I would tell myself out loud. During these rides, I was unencumbered by fear, doubt, or self-consciousness, freely pursuing all the possibilities and impossibilities of life without ever even having to leave the neighborhood. The neighbors probably thought I had some kind of psychosis, muttering to myself while never actually going anywhere. But I didn't care about getting to the end of the street or to another part of town. My little bike was my time machine. Just being on it made me capable of entering a world in which I had pet robots and saved really gorgeous blondes in futuristic jumpsuits from intergalactic danger. I wouldn't have thought of it in these terms back then, but I honestly believe that's where I came to know God. It was so natural to be in His presence that I wasn't even conscious of it. I hadn't thought about any of that for almost 25 years, until one day when I was praying with my friend Jim Driscoll in my office. Far removed from the apocalyptic night terrors of my youth and the fanciful escapes on my bike, I was now leading a growing church, and it had been a very long time since I'd even been on a bicycle, much less own one. But while we were praying, I suddenly felt an intensity in the room. That's the best I can describe it. And Jim spoke words over me that I will never forget. "Jonathan, while I was praying for you, I saw you as a little boy riding your bike. You're riding around in circles, and you are talking to yourself. You're making up stories out loud. There's so much freedom and creativity and imagination in you. You're completely free in the presence of God. I believe God is saying that is exactly who He wants you to become again. He wants you to be the boy on the bike again. He wants you to dream and laugh and create and be with Him the way you were when you rode in circles." When I heard those words, I wept without restraint. In 25 years, I hadn't told anyone about those long-forgotten days riding my bike and making up stories, not even my wife, much less Jim. In the very core of my being, I knew that God was speaking to me. I just didn't know what to do with it. 6 months later, Amanda and I were on vacation with her family in Seabrook Island, South Carolina. When we left for the beach, I was overwhelmed by some difficult situations in our church and in my personal life. And because I was constantly tethered to my electronic gadgets and everything that goes with being connected, I couldn't find a way to escape. On our first night at Seabrook Island, I decided to go for a bike ride. My in-laws had recently bought me a new bicycle, but I hadn't had the opportunity yet to ride it. It was around 10 o'clock, and because there are no streetlights on the island, I went looking for a safely lit space to ride. Some nearby condos had a few lights along the perimeter of their property, and I decided that would do. As I rode around in the parking lot, I was overcome by a familiar presence, as if suddenly I was no longer alone. It's difficult.